Kasenge 때문에 규종동 간로
오래 규종동 간로마
대남의 당보 간로대가 형은 그 간로대가 다지어도 이담라야 되네 탑조월 땜바 얍진 넘바도 히랍조월 땜바 염진 넘바 니스이야 바이겐도 되네 단다 천내지자와 규종라야 되네 히랍조월 땜바 칸로마다 탑조월 땜바 규종대 넘바 니스이야 바나네 되네 칸로마대라 제르동 칸로대가 되네 대야 단다 넘버 논지 마치야바 린치 number nonze chitanga ta jarwa rek na yo re ba jarwa rek na de number nonze meche par rin chin jun de we pa me ta ye to ba mam ba nga yo re la tin de yi chi nga ye do ni im che na tin ne khan ro de la yo khan ro de nga
so as we have seen before in terms of the Shankaracharya teachings the simile of a tree is used where it's pointed out that the root of the tree relates to the six yogas of Niguma, the trunk to Mahamudra, the branches to the three aspects of carrying onto the path whatever is encountered, and the flowers being the two dakinis, Kachikarmo and Marmo. Now that part has been finished. Today's empowerments are concerned with the Dharma protectors and dakinis, which the Shankaracharya tradition involves. So there is a category of the five classes of dakinis. Now in general, in terms of yidams, the male aspect then embodies means or skillful methods, and the female aspect embodies wisdom. Then there are the Dharma protectors who embody skillful methods and activity, and the Dakinis which embody wisdom. Now there are the five Buddha families, being Nampar Nangtse, Vajrochana in Sanskrit, Mikyöpa being Akshobhaya, Rinchen Jungne being Ratnasambhava, Öpame being Amitabha in Sanskrit, and Dönyö Drupa.
Sanskrit on the inside.
Being Amoghasiddhi in Sanskrit. Now, there is mention of the five wisdoms in relation to the five Buddha families. The five wisdoms then are symbolized by the five dakinis.
Bayendala, Hiva, Hivetine, Dorjire, Hivetine Duba,
Dorjila
Hivetine Duba, Rimboji Rila, Jepitine Duba, Tene Pemerela, Wangatine Duba, Tene Raldela, Tragbutine Duba, Tene Uso, Chuchi Yin, Yishide, Tene Tamjila, Chapa.
So there are specific activities related to these different Buddha families and the dakinis associated with them. Also, attributes of yidams symbolized as different activities. There is then a peaceful activity symbolized by the Vajra. There is then expanding activity symbolized by the jewel. is then activity through which influence, so to speak, is being obtained over a specific situation. That is then symbolized by the lotus. Then there is wrathful activity symbolized by the sword. Then there is the Dharmadhatu being the center of all of these, pervading all of these different activities.
Tene ta tika sala chitang ge tor me wa nang ge la tene tor ma de kan ro de nga rang ge chi zu la chen ni
ti kong ge
ore rang ti
kong
ge la re kan ro ma nga de tor ma de kan ro ma nga la kam ni tene chen na be jo la chen tene wang dang chen la dang wo do dang ji top jong sam ba dang tene kan ro ma de nga de
So there is the empowerment where a torma is used as the ritual object. One visualizes that the torma actually is the five kinds of dakinis, and that these then, when the torma touches one's head, are seated upon the crown of one's head, and that one through this receives the empowerment, spiritual influence, and siddhis of these dakinis, whereafter they dissolve into light, and the light is absorbed into oneself, through which one receives these
different activities mentioned, peaceful expanding and so on.
Now after that, there is the different empowerments of the different Dharma protectors of the Shankaracharya tradition. Now, different traditions have different Dharma protectors. The main one in the Shankaracharya tradition is the six-armed Mahakala, who in his peaceful form is Chenrezig, and in his wrathful form, the six-armed Mahakala. Now, the different Dharma protectors are methods through which one may accomplish different activities. Now, the different Dharma protectors have different colors relating to these different activities, such as white, blue, red, and so on. So, as was said, there are different protectors relating to different types of meditation, different methods to achieve different activities. So, therefore, there is a series of empowerments relating to these different Dharma protectors, these different forms of Dharma protectors.
Tene Tini ti kal sa la chitang kan gomba chodu para ha. Tini da chi tam de chi kan nampa la gom chu. Le la ha. Tini te yang da chi ka ka sa la rang gomba chodu para gomba ta. Den chi je ka sa la tini torma tu gomba chodu para gomba.
La su torma ra.
Torma.
Now, in general, Dharma protectors relate to clearing away obstacles and hindrances. Now, the first of this series of empowerments is called clearing away all obstacles or hindrances. Here, one then receives the empowerment of the six-armed Mahakala. One visualizes oneself in that form, as well as that form being visualized in front of one. Now, the torma used during the empowerment is to be visualized in the form of the six-armed Mahakala.
Ta chuchong ka kor gam chadu, tene yehi pa jing chang te rang la tem ne, rani tene gombo chadu pa la ngon si chur song samba ta. Tene tehi je sa la torma te lhar salwe ke ne sam ne, wezir karpo, marpo, gombo sam chue ne, pumba, sangwa, hirav yehi je wang song, top chung samba ta.
Karpo,
karma ting sam.
Lao.
Tige wezir karpo le pumbu wang topa ta. Wezir ma bole sang wang topa ta. Wezir ngam bole hirab yehi je wang topa ta. Tine lhar ya ne samne wezir kar man ting samne dreba jen tuyo ne. Tine tiyala tine wang yiba tsiyon rumbu chi top chung sama tine gong kore.
Now during the empowerment, one visualizes oneself in this form. Then imagines that the wisdom aspects are invoked and absorbed into one, through which one truly becomes the six-armed Mahakala. Now, when receiving the empowerment, as was said, one visualizes the torma in the form of this protector. Now, from the three places, the three lights, white, red, and blue, emanate, striking the corresponding places of one's own form, through which one receives the vast empowerment, the secret empowerment, and the wisdom empowerment. Then the three lights emanate simultaneously from the three places and strike the three corresponding places of one's own form, through which one receives the fourth empowerment, called the precious word empowerment.
Tene ta te jesala wa ni pa te tene gombo chodu pa karbu go wa re la tene gombo chodu pa karbo te zo lo je pe la re la tene te kundo karbo yim ba ma to yim pal cher gombo tinga ta ji pa re la gombo tinga ta ji pa re la tene cho yim ba Tangbuge Kapala, Zambati, now so Yamba, Tangbuge Kapala, Zambati, Nala, Kapalagan, Norbu, Kang, Bombaya, Pajeta, Tene Yamba, so Yepa, Arbige, Norbu, Tukala, that did some Chepari Matu, him, particular.
Then there is the second empowerment, which is the white six-armed Mahakala, whose practice is aimed at increasing one's wealth. Now, the form, except for the color, is more or less the same as with the previous one, which is blue-black in color. Now, in terms of the six arms, the first arm on the left side, this white protector is holding a skull cup within which there is a vase filled with jewels, and from the left arms, the one in the middle is holding a jewel at the heart. Except for that, the forms of the blue, black, and the white six-armed Mahakala are the same. These are the only differences.
Tene ta te jisala wa sumba te ngombo serbo. Tene te hyalsam hiyapa. Ta jitanga cha chukpa te jipa re te. Tela mixalka hyalsam hiyapa.
Now, after that, there is the third form, which is yellow in color and has three faces, these being the differences compared to the previous ones.
Tene hyalsam tela uge hyalte serbo tang, ye choke hyalte karbo tang, yen choke hyalte marbo yinpala.
So, the central face is yellow, the one to the right is white, and the one to the left is red.
Tene ta tela tso ngambo karbo yindala jepele tuparela. Tinane misal ke jepe no tene hiram karo.
So this form relates to expanding activity, as in the case of the white protector. In particular, through this form, one expands or develops wisdom.
Tene ta te yendala ngambu wang yiba te ngambu marpo re la. Ngambu marpo te tene tene zuwa te wang tu tu re ta la. Wang tu.
Then there is the fourth, being red in color, relating to influencing activity, gaining control over any given situation.
Tene ngombo ngaba te ngombo jangre la kundo jangre la ngombo jangre te ge tene tene te simpelwa simpa. Simpelwa.
Then there is the fifth, which is green in color, relating to increasing one's lifespan.
Tene ngambo chupa te tanda tanga pareso tanga ngambo chupa te tene kandere se na lamang ngambo yeme se kendo la tene tigi ngambo te chitanga ta tujundo tene ta tlenge tzawa la dugi yore la tlenge tzawa la dugi yore ba tene tanda lamang ngambo yeme se du ya te tlenge ta chenat namba nika tene rangi tsawel la ngo te chujong yinba to chujong ngo te tsawel la mato yerme ba yinba la gamba te la lamang gambo yeme to tu.
Then there is the sixth, where one speaks of the protector and the lama as inseparable. Now, as we have seen, generally speaking, protectors then are the source for accomplishing various activities. Here there is mention of receiving spiritual influence as well, in that the protector and one's lama are seen as indivisible.
Tene ta te gendala dumba te tene zo kandere sene hyotele tuparela tene parchi kansel ngambo tangbo te hyotele tupare tene tanda ngambo dumba te hyotele tupare la hyoge nani zo tene rang tamtsi yamcha suma rang tene lame tamtsi yamba ta chu chung ge tamtsi yamba ta tene rang ge ngo so chu yang ta bu ma tu pe par chi ta tamtsi yamcha ten zo hyor si pe ta ge.
Then there is the seventh protector, which relates to peaceful activity. And as in the case of the first protector, in specific removing various types of obstacles or hindrances, now the specific feature of the seventh protector is that in terms of this activity, there is emphasis on restoring one's commitments, damtsiks, which may have been transgressed. So, commitments in relation to one's relationship with the Lama, with the protector, and there are transgressions in terms of obstacles and hindrances being incapable or incapable of correctly practicing the Dharma. Now, through practicing or through the practice of this protector, such hindrances, such transgressions are being pacified. Thus, one speaks of this protector in terms of the activity of pacifying. Here, in specific, then, transgressions of one's commitments.
Chitang rang gombo la kam, pe je zu la, tene doji semba la kam ne, tene rang tam zik nyam ba ta, ne den didib la so ba tam ji, zang wa je ba kam bi yore.
So here one visualizes oneself in the form of this protector on the crown of one's head, doji semba or Bhadrasattva is seated, and through this practice, then transgressions of various commitments, illness, negative forces, being influenced by negative forces, and so on, are pacified.
Tene jepa te kando ondi segendo la, tene kando ondi se na chitang ta tene ye na ni wang tene dubare la, wang tene dubare te, tene wang tene ke na ni. Tene pao tong, khanro tong, chu chong tong ji rang, rang la tene dupi ke tap zon da wo ji na, de la jeba de la khanro ondi se.
Then there is the eighth form, where the name implies, da khanro ma tso wong du du ba yang, na khanro ma tso ki rangi chin le. So here the name implies influencing the Dakinis, that is, in such a way that one is capable of gathering them and making them accomplish whatever one desires to accomplish. Now, from among the four main activities, this activity then, as was said, relates to expanding one's influence. Now, here, that then implies the capacity to gather the Dakas, Dakinis, and Dharma protectors, and influence them in such a way, exhort them in such a way that they will accomplish what one has set out to accomplish. One, they will aid one in accomplishing what one has set out to accomplish.
Tene, tatejis la gubati.
So then there is the ninth form called the secret method of practice, which is said to this form then is blue-black in color, and as was said, it's referred to as the secret method of practice.
Tene ta te jesula, tene saraha, tuchi saraha loje, jubati, tuchi saraha loje, tene chodubarela, tene chitanga tuchi saraha de kandrezena, chaja chibuka, donga chibuka, lama chibrajineva. Teacher na tene tso ngarange nyamlen je korla parchi suwan ze papo.
So then there is the tenth form, which the practice of which then originates with Saraha. Again, it's the six-armed Mahakala. Now Saraha is considered an outstanding master in terms of the practice of Mahamudra, and this protector is practiced for the purpose of removing obstacles and hindrances occurring during one's practice or in relation to one's practice.
Tene ta thela zo kari yore tene khalsom yore la sarahen lo tene khalsom yore tene khalsom de u de tinga ye karbo ye marbo ta de jitan de nyemo ba to some number top mo ta.
So this form has three faces. The central one is blue, the one to the right side is white, and the one to the left side is white. These three then symbolize subduing the three mental poisons. Then there is the 11th form, which is called the protector adorned with various ornaments. Now these ornaments symbolize the fruit of having practiced the Dharma, that is to say perfect qualities, perfect circumstances, state of mind and so forth. In brief, that relates to a Sambhogakaya form. So this practice is then a cause for attaining the Sambhogakaya, and through this practice one eliminates hindrances pertaining to the attainment of the Sambhogakaya. So as was said, this series of empowerments involves 13 protectors. Now 11 have been described, and Rinpoche says in terms of giving an extensive empowerment, the two remaining ones would be included within there. Therefore, it's no need to go into the two remaining ones. So that's all for today.